Bridging the gaps between generations is important as today's workplaces become increasingly multi-generational, with people continuing to work later in life and new faces entering the workforce every day. Every generation comes with a set of stereotypes, many of them unflattering. WKU Public Radio's Natalie Turner spoke to some young professionals in the Bowling Green area to see if they encounter negative stereotypes in the workplace.
People talk a lot about stereotypes.
With millennials, I'm sure you've heard what those stereotypes are. They're lazy, they only care about themselves, they're entitled.
That's Katrina Birch, an industrial organizational psychologist at Western Kentucky University. She's also a millennial, a member of the generation born from the early 1980s to the mid-1990s. Birch says all generations encounter workplace stereotypes, including today's older workers and today's youngest workers, Generation Z.
These are things that we talk about and that we read about, but they're not necessarily empirically supported by scientific evidence. And a lot of the research is mixed. Sometimes they find generational differences. Sometimes they don't.
Ian Lowes is a millennial and a member of Bowling Green Young Professionals, a Warren County group that connects young workers with experienced employers.
The joke is people want a young doctor and an old lawyer.
Lowes says he was aware of generational stereotypes before he joined his law firm, but says stories exaggerate the bad.
It comes down to negative experiences being broadcast more frequently than positive experiences.
Jacqueline Rowe, another member of Bowling Green Young Professionals, says her older coworkers saw past millennial stereotypes.
I find that the older generation, they have a lot to share. And in my experience, they've always been more than happy and very much willing to share. Like, they want to impart their wisdom and help form and shape the upcoming generation.
Professor Birch says even though millennials, Gen Xers, baby boomers, and even Generation Z have different stereotypes to fight, they all share the same workplace needs.
Autonomy, connection, competence, and respect, and really focusing on those unifying factors can maybe help bridge some of these gaps.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Natalie Turner.